Well, it's Thanksgiving Day in the US today, and to celebrate, Hollywood has released a thriller inspired by family dysfunction. It's called Knives Out, and it's a whodunit with an all-star cast. Jason DeRosso is the host of RN's The Screen Show, and he joins me this morning. Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
Now, this does sound like the perfect foil for the family tensions that often emerge during the holiday season.
And what a family. What a family. Yeah, well, it's wanting to be a classic whodunit in a kind of Agatha Christie sense. It all takes place, well, most of it takes place in a neo-Gothic country mansion that belongs to this 85-year-old patriarch. He's a mystery writer, a squillionaire, and he has a big inheritance. Now, he's played by Christopher Plummer, and he's dead very soon into the film. He slices his own jugular. But events leading up to his demise are then seen in flashback, and it starts to cast a shadow of doubt over the family, and maybe there's a murderer amongst them. A bunch of ostensibly cosmopolitan white people, they all stink of hypocrisy, though. Some of them may have even voted for Trump, shock horror. But we've got this cast of Chris Evans, Toni Collette, Don Johnson, who's effortlessly awful in it. He's wonderful. Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon. And then, of course, there are a couple of cops, including Get Out's Lakeith Stanfield. And Daniel Craig, 007, is here playing a mysterious, gentlemanly private investigator from the southern states whose employer remains a mystery. And you're going to hear from him in this clip. Look, for a while, the film zips along nicely, but I think it's soon very overloaded, and perhaps that's to distract you from the fact that the plot actually struggles to build its stakes. But I'll tell you about more of my reservations after the clip.
Okay.
Mr. Blanc, I know who you are. I read your profile in The New Yorker. I found it delightful. I just buried my 85-year-old father who committed suicide. Why are you here?
I'm here at the behest of a client.
Who?
I cannot say, but let me assure you this. My presence will be ornamental. You will find me a respectful, quiet, passive observer of the truth.
You go.
Now,
yes.
Jason, you mentioned there that you're not particularly enamored by this film. Why is that?
Well, look, I haven't mentioned the film's most important and, for me, troubling character, and it's the old man's carer, Marta, a character played by Ana de Armas, who has an undocumented migrant mother at home. The character becomes kind of centre of the mystery, the focus of the critique. Look, Knives Out is one of these films that's designed to flatter a liberal white audience in the US into believing that in real life they too would side with this relatively powerless character. It encourages us to sort of laugh at how selfish and greedy all these sort of white rich people are. But there's this recurring joke that no one remembers which Latin American country Marta is from. Is it Ecuador? Is it Uruguay? Is it Brazil? But it's strange, actually, that the film also seems disinterested in her. Rian Johnson doesn't also specify where she's from. There was an interesting piece in the New York Times by Monica Castillo talking about how the film inadvertently sort of lumps all Latin Americans sort of together. She also has this really interesting, vivid character trait. She can't lie, and if she does lie, she throws up. And that, to me, I mean, imagine that. It's kind of not an uninteresting idea. If the film had a screwball comedy charm to it, it's a bizarre affliction, but it might have worked. It might have inspired some inner turmoil. But she lacks any sort of complexity. She's kind of a symbol of the essential goodness of the migrant working class other. And she ends up, I think, the victim of the film's idealization of her and its condescension, actually. So it started to really bug me. I also don't think the plot's that great. The cast is wonderful. People are going to see it anyway. But for me, Knives Out, is not worth your time.
Okay, then. Well, we've got about a minute to go, Jason, before the news. But this morning you're also speaking to
British actor
Timothy
Spall. Yeah, he plays he plays the 20th century landscape painter L.S. Lowry in a new film called Mrs. Lowry and Son. A small chamber piece opposite Vanessa Redgrave. I recommend it for the performances. And yeah, he's on the show at 10.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Jason.
You're welcome.
RN film critic Jason DeRosso, and of course you can hear him speaking to Timothy Spall at 10 a.m. this morning or anytime on the ABC Listen app after then.